I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, I'm going to use the phrase sticky wicket a whole bunch of times as we meet athletes who've made the best out of difficult circumstances. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
I thought we were doing our annual cricket special.
On Monday night, Carolina Panthers safety Eric Reed was subjected to a random drug test. It's the sixth random test he's been subjected to since rejoining the league in September. And a lot of people are saying that's mighty suspicious. Would you like to explain why?
Well, because the probability of being selected randomly for drug testing when the league just happens to have a grudge against you anyway are pretty long. This has now become absurd, and I congratulate Eric Reed for pointing out how absurd it's becoming.
Yeah, just to be clear, Reed was, of course, the first player to join Colin Kaepernick in his protests, and he has also filed a collusion lawsuit against the league in May, and that's ongoing. So this does seem to be motive.
Yeah, it looks like part of the discovery procedure for that lawsuit, rather than any kind of, you know, health benefit or safety regards.
Well, the mathematicians have spoken. There's a 0.17% chance that one would randomly be tested six times in 11 weeks. And that's roughly similar to the chance you have to flip heads nine times in a row. So clearly random.
Absolutely. No question here. I'll just flip this coin nine times and see how often it comes up heads.
Many promising and exciting high schoolers committed to college football teams this week, Charlie. And I don't want to talk about one of them. I want to talk about the tragic, tragic situation that's going on with fax machines.
Yeah, the traditional dinging of the fax machine as you fax in your national letter of intent is, of course, gone because everything happens in cyberspace now. It's enormously tragic. I expect that at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta, Georgia, which I walked by last weekend without going in, there will one day be a fax machine exhibit.
Apparently in 2017, Rice University saw 15 of its 18 signees file digitally rather than by fax, which just really makes me impressed at those other three who actually were able to find a fax machine to send in their letters of intent.
Yeah, they live upstairs from an old-fashioned one-person copy shop, I think. But I felt there was something really poignant in what Rice coach David Bailiff told the Houston Chronicle about the old method of finding out you'd landed a player. You know, he said, you used to huddle by that fax machine. You didn't know what was coming next. All the mystery is going out of life. What can I tell you? And I just like the idea of the coaching staff doing a bonding exercise, huddling around the fax machine like ancient man around a fire.
Well, the dot matrix printer just slowly.
Right.
On Tuesday, Brooklyn Nets center Jarrett Allen blocked a dunk. That's his job. He's a shot blocker. So why is this news?
Because he blocked LeBron James, and he did so on video that was captured and sent around the world on the magic internet, not by fax machine, I might add. And then LeBron James got a little salty.
He did.
In response, yes.
Well, you really can't blame him. He's gone up for a dunk 1,850 times in his NBA career, and he's only been blocked nine times. Nine.
That's like the kind of odds Eric Reed's drug test was was facing. But it was a great block, by the way. It's, you know, if Jared Allen does nothing else in his pro basketball career, he'll have that moment to look back on.
Remember in September when New York Yankees pitcher C.C. Sabathia was ejected from a game, leaving him just six outs shy of a $500,000 performance bonus? Well, guess what?
Oh, do you want me to guess?
Yeah.
He got the bonus anyway. And the great thing was he got thrown out for hitting a guy,
yeah,
which was tremendous. And now hitting Jesus Sucre has earned him a half a mil.
Well, Sabathia says the 2019 season will be his last. Are you looking forward to the goodbye tour?
I think it'll be interesting. He's an interesting character because, I mean, visibly, he's never in shape, but he's still a terrific pitcher.
And finally, Charlie, we must speak of the teddy bear toss at a recent game between the Sheffield Steelers and the Coventry Blaze of the UK's Elite Ice Hockey League.
Westerling scored, but it won't count. Whoa. Hold those bears. Oh, my goodness.
They didn't hold those bears, did
they? They did not, no. And the reason the goal didn't count is because the goalie made an unbelievable stick save behind him before the puck went over the line that was visible, you know, to the viewers of the UK Elite Ice Hockey League, which I did not know existed prior to this morning. It wasn't visible to them until the replays. The people in the crowd didn't care. They just started throwing bears, including one guy who threw a bear the size of a small refrigerator and got it over the boards and over the glass. And congratulations to him.
Well, the play-by-play announcer was left with quite a dilemma. Here it is.
Even though,
what shall I do with the teddy bear that is in my left hand right now?
So what would you
I
do?
I have an answer you can't use on television. You got to throw the bear. I mean, if everyone around you is throwing the bear, you have to throw the bear.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all our listeners.
Absolutely.